The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. Mr. Lally was last seen in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Getting inspected from his trial. And we left the show with the, yes, Mr. Lally, we will get back to you with the results.
Yes, this is like, you know, when I was a kid, Tom Mix. We'd go every Saturday, Tom Mix would be left on the edge of a cliff and escape. So I escaped once again. So I've had, this is a clinical trial. It's immunotherapy. They took my white blood cells and weaponized them in the lab to attack my specific mutation, right? Science fiction, but it actually works. Or at least it works for 1 out of 9 lucky people, and I am one of them. So I am now 19 months in complete remission, and I'm almost surely will be in complete remission for 2 years.
Well, that makes me at least an asterisk in some medical journals. I am a data point. My doctor told me that. But I was very optimistic. This is a head-to-toe PET scan. I thought it would show no cancerous activity, and that's exactly what happened. But I was optimistic, but I was anxious enough to get a headache. And I normally do not get headaches, but I've had a headache on my brain now for a couple of weeks. So I did a little research about headaches. I mean, they're so common. But we know, frankly, or at least I did know very little about it, what causes them. When they're merely annoying, they're annoying always, but when they can also be harmful, and when you should call a doctor, or worse, when you should rush to the ER with sirens blaring. So fact is, headaches cause 1 in 50 ER visits, and they're among the top 10 reasons for disabilities. And get this. I had no idea about these statistics. A whopping 10 to 15% of us get migraines. And that includes my wife, Carol, who suffered from them most of her life. There's an exciting new book that I found on headache and other health symptoms titled Am I Dying? It's by Columbia Medical Center's Chris Kelly and Mark Eisenberg. I recommend it highly for people who are interested in symptoms and when they should be taking seriously. So, Jill, I'm going to ask you, did you ever get a headache where the pain is in your forehead and face, but it comes along with a fever, a cough, runny nose? Have you ever had that kind of a headache?
I have not.
Have never had that. Good for you. It's nothing really to worry about, but except the fever. Always pay attention to fever. But if it's in your forehead or your face, it's probably just caused by clogged sinuses. My father got them all the time. It's nothing serious. You have that kind of a headache. Take an Advil or Motrin, whatever you prefer. Decongestant medicines as well, like a Sudafed, a Dayquil. Don't call me in the morning. I sleep in these days, so don't call me in the morning, but you're going to be fine. But now imagine you have the same kind of pain and fever, but also body aches and a sore throat. If that happens, you may have the flu, and as I've said many times here, flu can be dangerous. It strikes 7 million people in this country every year, and it kills around 40,000. I mean, last year it killed almost 60,000. This year, this season, I think already it's about 16,000 people who've died of the flu. So I say once again, listeners, get a flu shot. Always get. Now, this season, the flu shot is about 50% effective. And I say this to people who say, well, geez, only 50% effective. 50% is better than no percent. And by the way, as long as it's cold outside, it's not too late to protect yourself and your family. Go get that flu shot.
Quick question. Okay, why is it only 50%?
Why only 50? Because it's hard. They've got to make the virus before they really see what mutation it is this season, and it's a guessing game. So when they get it to 50, if they get it to 60, it's a big success. If they get it to 50, it's okay. And as I said, if you get the flu shot and get the flu, you get less of a flu, a day or two less, and you less chance that you'll end up in the hospital. So get your flu shot. Okay. How about this, Joe? Have you ever had a headache that feels like there's a tightening band around your head, like a medieval torture? Have you ever had one of those?
Not all the way tight, but
not all the way tight. All right. Well, you're in this class then. It's the most common headache. It's also the least harmless, but though it can linger for an entire day. It's a tension headache, and it's caused by, tension, right? Stress, loss of sleep, those things go together. So, again, not serious. Take a couple of over-the-counter painkillers. Try to take a nap. It's difficult to take a nap when you're stressed out, but if you can get yourself to take a little bit of a nap, again, it's going to pass and you'll be fine. Far worse is if you get throbbing pain, and that may come along with nausea, sensitivity to light and sound. Those are classic signs of a migraine, and that syndrome often starts in your 20s or your 30s. It affects 3 times as many women as men, and it can last a lifetime with only minimal relief. Now, my wife Carol has experienced migraines with all kinds of triggers since she was a teenager. So in some cases, it's stress, too little sleep, certain wines. There's no real pattern there. Sometimes it's the white wine, sometimes the red. I don't know what it really gets down to. Not enough coffee, too much coffee, and even changes in the weather trigger her migraines. She's a living weather vane in the summer.
I have more friends who have... I've had one migraine in my life, and I never, knock wood, want to repeat it. It was just horrible. I have many friends who have it, and I would say all of them are walking, you know, barometric pressure. I used to have a dog who could hear thunder in Rochester. You know, she just knew it was coming, and the same thing, common denominator with all of the people I know who have migraines.
That's a common trigger for Carol, and the sun's out, and she feels this headache, this migraine coming on. And sure, 2 hours later, the clouds roll in, the rain comes down, and she has sensed it. Her brain has sensed it before anyone could see it. So, anyway, she's currently taking medicines called triptans, and I would imagine if you've got friends who are chronic migraine sufferers, they're taking something called triptans. But get this, she gets 12 attacks a month. That's chronic, but she's had to fight the Medicare in Part D drug insurance people to get more than 6 pills a month. So she's getting 12 attacks. They're only giving her 6 pills. So she actually had to turn not to a family doctor. They wouldn't accept a note from the family doctor. She had to go to a neurologist and make a formal claim. And now she gets 9 higher dose pills, but still she's getting 12 attacks, right? So she often has to break the pill in half to barely get herself through the month. And now, the Part D people, other insurance people, they ought to be more generous in giving pills that give at least some relief to migraine sufferers like my wife. That's a flaw in our system, and God knows there are many more. Okay, Jill, more symptoms. And this is, actually hurts me to say this, but I don't think you've ever had this. A pain like a person hammering a nail into one eye a few times a day.
No.
No. Thank goodness we
don't
have that. Or people have committed suicide from that pain.
Oh.
Honestly, see, if you get any listener who has ever had that kind of a piercing pain, go see a doctor immediately. I don't want to be an alarmist, but one cause of a pain like that is a brain tumor. Go see a doctor immediately. It's also serious if you're over 50 and feeling pain when you do something as simple as brush your hair or chew food. Now, that can be a sign of a narrowing of your arteries. It's called temporal arteritis. Again, you need to see a doctor. It's dangerous. It threatens your sight, among other things. On the other hand, if you're in pain and just feeling groggy and perhaps a little bit confused, first, ask yourself if there's some logical reason for this, right? I mean, was that happy hour especially good? Yes.
Was that happy hour especially happy?
Did you not? You got a and the happy hour got to be really giddy,
right.
Or you simply tossed and turned all night. I mean, that's just a logical reason for some sort of a headache like that. It'll pass. However, and this just happened to a friend of mine, if you're slurring your words or feeling a weakness in your arms, legs, or face, now you may be having a stroke. Don't want to be an alarmist, but those are signs of a stroke. Do not hesitate. Rush to the ER. Doctors there have medicines. They can pump more blood into your brain. They can arrest that stroke. Get to the ER. Also, as I said before, if you've got a fever, don't ignore that. If that comes with severe stiffness of your neck, maybe you can't even touch your chin to your chest, it's that stiff and painful, that could be a sign of meningitis. That's a brain infection, extremely dangerous, as well as highly contagious. People don't realize that's contagious as well. So get to the ER. You need a CAT scan. You need a spinal tap. Now, let's say you don't have that neck pain, but you do have high fever, that kind of drowsiness and confusion, perhaps even a seizure. That's a related disease, potentially. That's encephalitis, possibly. It can be caused by the herpes virus, tick bites, including our good friend the Lyme ticks that are around in our area, and sometimes a bite from a rabid dog can trigger that. Extremely dangerous. Also, get help if you have a ringing in your ears that's timed with your pulse. That's a sign of abnormal brain pressure, could be a bleed of some sort. Abnormal brain pressure that needs, obviously, immediate medical attention. Okay, Jill, I think we should talk about concussions. Have you ever had a bad fall and banged your head?
I think so, but this was a long time ago.
All right. You know, in some cases, you may not remember that.
That's
one of the symptoms.
I know.
So I'm going to try to make it simple.
Okay.
If you fall more than 3 feet, so you're on a stepladder, you're more than 3 feet, your feet are more than 3 feet above the ground, you fall, smack your head, see a doctor. Even if you haven't lost consciousness, you may think you're fine, or you don't have amnesia about how you fell. You remember exactly how you fell. Still, concussions are very tricky, especially for people over 65. That's when your brain shrinks and therefore can rattle around in your skull, literally, when your skull smacks up against a hard object like the floor. So don't mess around with that. Concussions are really tricky. And this is this is going to sound as stupid as it actually is. If you think you may have had a concussion, a bad fall, do not drive to the ER. Don't get behind the wheel.
No, it's true.
You may have had a concussion. People do that every day. And yeah. Then they have an accident on the way to the ER that's worse than the concussion that they're suffering from.
It's true.
Don't get help. Get help if you think you may have a concussion.
Okay? And this is if you fall and hit your head, right?
You fall and hit your head. That's right. And you may not lose consciousness. If you lose consciousness,
then someone's going to have to take you, yes.
Yeah, say, whoa, gee, that's not so bad. If you fall more than 3 feet from the ground, okay, and bang your head, especially if you're a little bit older, get someone to help you immediately. So, okay, finally, let's talk about this kind of a situation. Let's say, a couple of people, three or four people in the same household, even two or three, they're all getting headaches at the same time. Okay, check your carbon monoxide detector.
Yep.
For carbon monoxide. That's colorless, it's odorless, it's a very dangerous gas. It may be leaking from your heating system, from your garage. So if you have a carbon monoxide leak of some sort, your headache is the least of your problems because carbon monoxide, obviously, it can kill you. So if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector, get one today. If you have one, check the battery today. You know, especially when it's cold out, you've got the windows and doors closed, carbon monoxide leak can be very dangerous to your family. So I'll tell you this, Jill, I'm starting to get a headache from talking about headaches.
So this is why we're going to end the show, because we're out of time. So,
but really, I bottom line here, guys, fever always dangerous. That's just probably something that really needs attention. And if you have any kind of severe pain, or if you smack your head hard, get help. The least is going to happen is you call up your doctor and he says, "Oh, that's a common headache. You're fine. So you're protected yourself. Get some Motrin. You'll be okay in the morning." But you're protecting yourself from the severe consequences of headaches run amok.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store.